Lebanon's Bekaa Valley was long known as a fertile region for drugs and terrorists. Today, the Eastern Valley is a showcase for the country's thriving wine industry. Laborers from surrounding villages, hard at work picking the grapes that will be fermented and aged and turned into another fine wine for Kifraya wineries. Just ask foreman Abu Aid, who is keeping an eye on the harvest. It's going to be one of the best, he says, because we've had little rain, and when we have little rain, it's a better grape for making wine. The consistently temperate climate and fertile soil in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley are essential to winemaking. That's what attracted Frenchman Yves Morad to the area more than a quarter of a century ago.
My first vision au Liban, c'est une crappe de raisin énorme, comme ça.
The wine expert remembers his first vision of the undulating green hills of Bekaa. Rich soil, enormous grapes, clean, without disease. And, he says, I thought to myself, I can really do something here. So he stayed, even through 15 bloody years of civil war. His decision was not without repercussions. I was taken by the Israelis when they invaded Lebanon, he says. They thought I was a spy. I told them I was a wine expert, nothing more. So they made me explain in detail how to make wine to prove who I was. Mr. Morad says he was released finally after 15 days. As much as his help is appreciated, though, Lebanese winemakers are quick to say the French did not bring the business to Lebanon. Charles Gostin is managing director of the Kassara Chateau Vineyards. He says Lebanon's wine business dates back to the time of the Phoenicians.
And we know that our ancestors made the wine travel to the Pharaoh of Egypt. And some of the most famous grapes are originally from Lebanon, like the Chardonnay. Of course, during the when Lebanon was under the Ottoman Empire occupation for four centuries and a half, I think that the wine elaborating and wine production was not very well known.
In more recent times, Mr. Gostin says, the industry was revived in the early 1990s after Lebanon's civil war ended. Today, Lebanon's vineyards are producing more than 6 million bottles a year, worth about $25 million.
Now Lebanon is exporting 45% of the production, and the production is increasing. It will continue increasing, and I think that the future is very promising for the wine sector in Lebanon.
The manager and part owner of the Kav Korum Winery, Samer Rachel, agrees. He is a trained chemical engineer, but gave it up to begin making wine from the grapes his family used to sell as fruit.
Before, we used to have 3 or 4 wineries before the war. Now we have about 15. So imagine how much it's booming.
He says Lebanese authorities have wiped out most of the illegal drugs that were being grown and sold in the Bekaa Valley. Most of the terrorist training camps also have been removed, making it a safer place to live and work. And even though Islam frowns on the consumption of alcohol, Kassara winery manager Charles Gostin says growing grapes for wine in a Muslim region of the world has not posed any problems.
It did not occur till now, because more than 50 or 60% of the vineyards are in Muslim regions, and even they are owners of large vineyards, and they sell the grapes without any problem. They don't elaborate. They are not winemakers, but they have vineyards.
Mr. Gostin says the wine industry boom is also making it possible for more young people from the area to stay home rather than leave the country to find work. And he says earlier emigration after the Civil War has actually helped promote Lebanese wines. Many Lebanese who moved abroad have opened restaurants, which he says are a great showcase for Lebanese products. More than 3 million bottles of Lebanese wine now are being exported to Europe, the United States, and Asia. Lori Kassman, VOA News, in the Bekaa Valley, Lebanon.